Thank you for coming to the gospel meeting. And I trust that it's a blessing to you and that ultimately God is honored as we open the Word of God. It's great to be able to hear of the gospel, the good news of God's salvation, because it has an effect on every life. God has made a way for us all to know Him. And it doesn't matter what part of the world, the country we come from, or what we were raised as a child, the God of all eternity is the one that created all things. That is the true living God. We're going to read some scriptures tonight together. And the first one we're going to read is going to be in the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark, chapter 10. It's about a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus. And this is what it says in Mark chapter 10 and reading at verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. We're going to read about two other men tonight. And the next one is going to be in the book of Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke. So these are recordings written by people. And some of them are spoken of by Jesus. And they are for each of us to understand today. So Luke chapter 16, and it's a serious encounter with a spiritual matter that each of us will also experience a spiritual matter in our life. We will all meet God. And the big understanding is to be ready to meet God. In a very solemn situation here, there's two different people. One that valued what God said, put their faith in God, and one that did not. And this is what he said in verse 24. The man that was in hell. And he said this. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And chapter 23, we're going to read about one of the thieves that was crucified alongside the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was in the middle. Crucifixion is a very serious, horrible death. Luke chapter 23, and we're going to look at verse 39. Luke chapter 23 and verse 39 says, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. We trust the Lord to bless the reading of his word tonight. So here are three different individuals that had a spiritual encounter and were crying out to God, Have mercy on me, remember me. And tonight, all of us need to come to the understanding that we will meet God. God is the one that's given us life. Today we have life physically, and we need to have spiritual life. When we read about the man that was crying out to Father Abraham that he would send Lazarus to cool his tongue by dipping his finger in water, we have an understanding that hell and the lake of fire is real. It was designed for the devil and the demons. But for those that have never had a place and a time in their life when they have truly come to the understanding that Jesus Christ has died for them and put their faith in what Jesus Christ has done at the cross, sadly, that is where their portion will be as well. But this man, he was considering an understanding that he knew about Lazarus. But you know the sad thing about him? He was just wanting to have relief for his situation that he was in. Sometimes when it comes to the gospel, there is this delusion and understanding in people's mind, and it's a satanic thought line where they get to this understanding thinking, well, if I can just get saved so that, and they have something to add to it. That's kind of what was happening here. It was kind of like myself. When I was a young boy, I knew that I needed to be saved. I knew that my sins separated me from God. I knew that I needed to be changed. I knew that I had to have a time in my life. And I knew the Lord Jesus was coming back and I was not ready. It's very serious. And for a young boy, I thought in my heart, I don't want to be left behind. Because that is the truth. Are you ready when the Lord comes? But you see, no matter how urgent it made me feel in my heart that, oh, I don't want to be left behind, that was not what God wanted me to understand. Yes, I would be left behind, but God wanted me to get to the understanding that my sin is the problem. There was a reasoning that I wanted to be saved, and it wasn't about my sin. I just didn't want to be left behind. No, God wants us to get to the point where we understand that our sin is a problem. Our sin separates us from God. We are born into this world as sinners. Do you believe that? Do you see yourself as how God sees you? And that's kind of like this man. He really wanted to have help, and he was crying out, and he was going in the right direction, and he was going to Father Abraham. You see, he had already gone through that threshold and into the article of death, and it was too late. And he had the wrong motives. He wasn't searching for what he needed in his lifetime when he had everything around him. Life was great. He had all the party. He had all the fun. He had all the food. But he had no time for God. And when he did cry out, it was just to get relief. And oh, I'm sure he wanted that relief. Oh, he wanted his brothers to know. But no. You see, salvation is available today. There is a lot of people that thought that they were going to go fulfill their day today and go somewhere and enjoy Father's Day. And you know what? They're gone into eternity. But you're here listening to the gospel. Because the gospel has an effect on every soul. I wonder tonight, what is your thoughts of the gospel? We read tonight about the thief on the cross. And he said, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. You see, it wasn't about just an intellect. The word about remembering him has a lot deeper value and meaning. And understanding that it was only through Jesus Christ that there would be a change for his eternity. But he knew who Jesus was. He knew him by his example. Oh, there was lots of people around that day. But this man on the cross, with Jesus beside him on the cross, he could look over and he could say, Lord, remember me. You see, he put value in who Jesus was. He knew that he was the eternal Son of God. He knew that he was not there for his own sins. And this thief on the cross, he acknowledged that he was there for his own sin. But tonight, I want you to think about your sin. What about your sin? If you die in your sin, the Word of God, as Titus has said, will separate us. The sin will separate us from God. And we need one to be able to bring a reconciliation to our lives. One that can resolve the problem and fix us. Because we cannot fix ourselves. We need a spiritual change. Have you been spiritually changed? Are you different now than what you were before you were saved? Do you have appreciation for who Jesus is? Or maybe tonight you say, well, I'm not saved. Well, that's being honest. And that's a good place to be. But tonight I have to be faithful to you that Jesus Christ, the one on the center cross, was there because of your sin, your iniquities. And he was suffering. Not only from the hand of mankind and the brutality that was taking place before the cross and the crucifixion. But we think of those three dark hours and the Lord Jesus Christ. He was suffering for your sin. All your wrong. And not only your sins. But I want to remind you tonight that the Lord Jesus did a work on the cross to change you from sin nature to spiritually alive. To be able to be ready to meet God. Because we have no hope within ourselves. The Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, came to this earth to go to the cross for your sin. Because you are important to God. You are very important to God. So much so that he gave his best for you. And he laid the judgment of your sin upon his only begotten Son that is holy and righteous. Because he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be finding forgiveness of your sin. He wants you to understand that you can have true life. Because without Jesus as your personal Savior, and you die in your sin, the Word of God tells us that person will be lost forever and will be with that rich man. So it's very important to consider and understand that the Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross, he was there because he died willingly. For your sin. So the payment has been made, and the Lord Jesus gave that amazing victorious cry, it is finished, paid in full, so that you can go free You see, this is what's different from religion. Tonight we do not preach about a religion. We preach about Jesus Christ crucified. We are followers of Jesus Christ because we believe he died for our sins. And that's what the Word of God will teach us. And tonight, if you're serious about your own spiritual life and you want to have peace with God, the only way that you're going to understand is by paying attention and opening the Word of God. The thief on the cross, he said, "Lord, remember me." And the Lord Jesus gave that response, "Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." He acknowledged who the Lord Jesus is. He gave him the recognition of being the eternal Son of God. You know what Son of God means tonight? It means the one that is equal to and same in power as. He is God in the flesh. He is the incarnate one. He is the one that came to be our Savior. What about blind Bartimaeus? Here's a man that is living and he's blind and he's begging and he's got lots of people around him and life's busy and he's listening. What does he hear? It's Jesus. It's Jesus, Son of David. Jesus, he says, "Have mercy on me." I wonder tonight if there's a person here that wants to have God's mercy. Because this man was serious. And if we're going to have peace with God, we're going to find full deliverance from our sin, a person needs to get serious. And this man had many people around him saying, "Hush, hush up. Be quiet, Bartimaeus." What did he say? "Lord, Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me." He was persistent. And sometimes the commotion of life and all the things that are happening and the busyness and the things that go through our brains and in our ears and come out of our bodies and the actions we make, the influences all around us, is kind of like all these people around Bartimaeus saying, "Be quiet, settle down, don't cry out to Jesus." But I want to encourage you tonight, if you are troubled in your soul about your sin and not ready to meet God, you be persistent like Bartimaeus and you cry out, "Have mercy on me." This man was real. This man got serious. He wasn't looking around at other people and thinking, wondering what they're going to say. He heard them all hushing him. But he was persistent. How is it with your own soul? You listen. You hear the gospel. You hear about Jesus. How is it with your soul? Because the time is running out. And if you're not ready to meet God before you die, there's no other opportunity. But this man, blind Bartimaeus, he understood that this man, Jesus, was passing away, passing by that way right now, and this is the time, and I'm not letting up. Fooey on everybody else around me. I'm not listening to the crowd. I'm going for Jesus, Son of David. You know what he meant by that? He knew about prophecy. He knew that there would be a man that would come and that we'd be the Messiah. The sent one from God, the anointed one to be the Savior. He knew it would be from the lineage of David. Oh, there was other people named Jesus, but this Jesus is important. He's the son of David. He's the Messiah. That's the Hebrew word. And the Greek word is Jesus Christ, the sent one from God. You see, tonight we don't preach about just something that we've made up. It's written in the holy word of God. And this is truth. And it can save your soul from being lost. Because we don't want your soul to be lost like that rich man that had no time while he was alive. So how is it? Bartimaeus, he got serious, didn't he? And he cried out. Who was listening to him? Jesus. Jesus was listening. And I want to tell you something tonight. Jesus is listening right now. And he's listening inside your mind. He knows what you're thinking. Jesus stood still. You know why Jesus stood still? Bartimaeus was important to him. And I want to tell you tonight that you are important to Jesus, the eternal Son of God. You are very important to him. And he's just waiting to stand still to listen to you. Just like Bartimaeus said, Jesus, have mercy on me. The Lord Jesus Christ is standing, is wanting to stand still to listen to your cry tonight. And maybe you're a young person and you say, I've heard about Jesus Christ. I know he died on the cross. You know it's not a lie. Maybe you're an older person. Yeah, I've heard this 100,000 times, it feels like. Jesus Christ is just waiting for you to say, have mercy on me. Because any one of us that are saved and ready to meet God, it's only because Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. Have you ever had that time when you've just, in your own mind or stillness of life, said, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner that needs your salvation? Because that's what Bartimaeus did. And Jesus will stand still and take time for you. He wants to listen to you. So what was the outcome of that? They said to him, be of good comfort. He calleth you. Oh, Bartimaeus says, he's calling me? Yeah, he's calling you over. Oh, I could just imagine his thoughts. Oh, I'm going over to see Jesus, but I can't see. And Jesus says, well, what would you like? Mr. Bartimaeus, what would you like? Oh, that I might receive my sight. Oh, he says, your faith hath made you whole. You see, salvation is not about doing. The thief on the cross, when he was saved, didn't do anything. He couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't be baptized. He couldn't do any church attendance. He just believed Jesus is the Lord. That's what Bartimaeus, he had faith. And it's not about how much faith, it's about who you have faith in. And all the crowd around him, the ones that had been saying, hush up, be quiet, Bartimaeus. Oh, now they're watching. Oh, Jesus is talking to Bartimaeus.
What's he saying?
Jesus said to him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You see, Bartimaeus had faith that Jesus could heal him, change him, and not just change him with healing and be able to see, but he was changed spiritually because he followed
in the way. He understood and started to follow Jesus.
Are you a follower of Jesus? Oh, you might say, well, I'm a Christian. Well, that's what it is. It's a follower. But if you're following in the way, you're going to want to read his word. You're going to want to talk to him through prayer. Are you following in the way? Because Bartimaeus was changed and he started to follow in the way. You see, true salvation changes a person. I met a lady one time and I was at her home sharing the gospel. She says, oh, you left me this pamphlet. Yeah, it's a gospel text. Yeah, I know, it's John 3:16. She says, oh, yes. She says, I'm a modified Christian. I said, modified? She says, yes, when I trusted Christ as my Savior, it changed my life. Like Bartimaeus, his life was changed that night, that day, and he followed in the way. He had a change of way. So I trust tonight that you think about the responses that we've looked at. A man that said, Father Abraham, he cried out for a drop of water. We think about the thief on the cross. He says, Lord, have mercy on me. Remember me. And tonight, at the end, we've looked at Bartimaeus. And he said, Lord, have mercy on me. I want to encourage you that Jesus is just waiting to stand still and listen to you. We'll pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everlasting life. We thank you for the day of grace. We thank you for the word of God, the power of the blood, and to know that Jesus is soon returning for the church. We are thankful that Jesus has changed many lives. He is the Christ, and he is the Lord. We pray for your blessing for those that are not saved, that they would hear your voice, and many would put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ tonight. We thank you in Jesus Christ. Amen.